السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. My respected brothers, sisters, elders in Islam, blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us opportunity to reach the day of Yawm al-Jum'ah. Between last Friday and this Friday, we just felt like just 2 days ago, last week, Jum'ah came. This is among the signs of Day of Qiyamah. Every day will be like an hour, and every week will be like in a day. We can feel that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Day of Qiyamah is getting closer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us opportunity in order to prepare for that day, inshaAllah. My respected brothers, a young sahabi came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, What is sa'ah? When is the Day of Qiyamah, Ya Rasulullah? In response, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, وَمَا عَدْلَهَا For Day of Qiyamah, you are asking about Sa'a, يوم القيامة, يوم الدين. What have you prepared for it? In general, like we youngsters, we like to hear about the signs of Day of Qiyamah. We are very excited talking about Dajjal. We are very excited talking about Ya'juj, Ma'juj. We are excited talking about Imam Mahdi. Talking about Isa alayhi salam. This is part of our Iman because we believe. So we are excited to see that. But my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare all of us. No, all these are huge challenges. The Dajjal is a challenge, my dear brothers. So we do not know when the Dajjal comes, on which side we're going to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the Ahlul Haqq, inshaAllah. So Bilal Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have taught us, in order to seek protection, from the Dajjal and put protection from the, you know, Ashratu Sa'a in the end, the trial, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed us to read Suratul Kahf every Friday. Suratul Kahf is a very beautiful surah which speaks about every single thing is coming in, and the people of believers, Ashabul Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salam, speaks about Khadir alayhi salam, and all those challenges Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Suratul Kahf. And let us all, inshaAllah, read Suratul Kahf. Bring this in our practice and teach our children also every week without failing to read Suratul Kahf. So inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that young man, what have you prepared? This young man was very honest. He said, Ya Rasulullah, honestly, I have not prepared anything. I have not prepared anything. Because my respected brothers, that if you say it's Yawmun Azeem, it's a great day. Sa'a inna zalzalat sa'ati shay'un azeem. It is a great thing. Our a'mal, what we are doing, you cannot compare. You cannot even, you know, match that. But this young man, my respected brothers, he said, Ya Rasulullah, but I have not prepared anything much. But one thing, وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ But I love Allah and Allah's Rasul. I can tell you that. You see, this young man, he was not sure about his good deed, my respected brothers. But his iman was so strong, he was sure that he loved Allah and Allah's Rasul. So he told Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any hesitation, Ya Rasulullah, my good deeds, my a'mals are very less. I have not prepared anything. But I love Allah and Allah's Rasul. You know what did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in response? Allah, أنت مع من أحببت. You're going to be on day of Qiyamah with the one you love, Allahu Akbar. Another hadith says, المرء مع من أحببت. And you're going to be with the person whom you love. My respected brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of Allah and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يوم الجمعة. Yawm al-Jum'ah is a day we renew our love and commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Yawmul Jum'ah is a day we renew our love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afdalul Ayyam, the best of the day on Yawmul Jum'ah, it is a sign that Allah has forgiven that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven that person. Every week we should be excited. Wait, Allah, Yawmul Jum'ah. Oh, Alhamdulillah. Today I'm very relaxed because Allah is with me. Who is your messenger? And then what is your deen? And amongst the other question, Wama Ikhwan. Woman Ikhwan. Who is your brothers? My respected brother, our brotherhood is being affirmed on Yawmul Jum'ah. We come together. We come together. And Khatib, he will be in the mimbar. According to the Shafi Madhab, on the second khutbah, it is compulsory for the, you know, the one who delivers the sermon, the khutbah, he have to say, Allahumma filil mu'mineena wal mu'minat. Making dua for all the believers is one of the arkan, one of the main important part of the khutbah. My respected brother. So, Yawmul Jum'ah is a day where we renew our commitment to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Yawmul Jum'ah is special for us in month of Ramadan. Right? Month of Ramadan, we are excited. Similarly, weekly we should be excited on Yawmul Jum'ah. Outside month of Ramadan, in month of Ramadan, we must be more excited because this is a time every amal is being multiplied. Every farz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward. Every sunnah, you get the reward of farz in month of Ramadan. So my respected brothers, Yawmul Jum'ah, the day where we renew our commitment to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my respected brothers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be our shafi' in the Qiyamah. Our shafi' inshaAllah. He is going to intercede on behalf of us. So before we go there, we need to introduce ourselves to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How are we going to introduce? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to recognize his ummah in general. غُرَّ الْمُحَجَّلِينَ مِنْ آثَارِ الْوُضُو. How is going to recognize? Due to the wudu, we perform wudu 5 times. Our face is this part of the bodies with the wudu. We did it, we wash our hands, face, all that. It's going to be glowing. It's going to be illuminating on that day. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized, this is my ummah. This is my ummah because of the brightness of their face, their arms, everything will be so bright because of the wudu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized. And he will recognize us. He will recognize us personally, individually. And he will recognize our parents. You know when? If he sends salawat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly. My dear respected brothers, when we say one salawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying the salawat to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only mentioning our name, mentioning our name and our parents' name. So my dear respected brothers, on day of Qiyamah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will know, oh, Ahmad has come, Abdullah has come, Hamza has come, oh, Allahu Akbar. He will know because this person's salawat I used to receive. I used to receive the salawat. And it's been conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we say salawat, we should be so excited because this salawat is sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif, continuously. My respected brother, on Yawmul Jum'ah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested us. Requested us. He said, Akfiru alayhi wa sallam. He said, mix in more salawat. And when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands about the salawat, he says, Inna Allah wa malaikatu. Allahu Akbar. Ulama says, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attach himself when it comes to ibadahs, the, you know, act of worship of believers, no other. Allah doesn't say, I give charity, I pray salah, nothing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Inna Allah wa malaikatu. Inna Allah, indeed Allah, and the angels are sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O believers, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O believers, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that means it is one of the greatest acts. The greatest act. A sahabi came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked, ya Rasulullah, for my volunteer, sunnah act, what should be more? Should I pray more nafil salah? Should I read more Quran? What should I do more? And how much salawat I should read upon you? Then he asked sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a rubu', quarter, a nisf, half, a thuluth, three quarter. Right? And then in the end, he says, akulluhu ya Rasulullah. That means I do my farl, and the rest I'm only going to send salawat upon you. That means my entire nafil is going to be Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِذَنْ كَفَاكَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. If so, it will suffice you for this dunya and akhirah. Allahu Akbar. It will suffice you. My dear respected brothers, when we say salawat, angels are making dua for us. When we say salawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending 10 salawat in return. What is salawat? Peace. We receive peace. We need peace, brothers. You have everything. You know, the wealth what has given gives you happiness. It doesn't give you peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must grant us peace. Even sometimes it's output. Sheikh Ramadan Bhute rahimahullah, one of the shaheed who passed away in Syria, one of the greatest scholars who lived in this time. There was a young man that asked a question. What do you see in this world? There is no justice in this world. Some people are suffering. They have not done anything, but they are suffering. Some people are having a lot of fun and enjoyment in life. Where do we see the justice? For this question, this Imam, he wrote one book. Al-Insan wa Adalatullahi fil Ard. Insan, the man, and Allah's justice on this earth. Man and Allah's justice on this earth. In simple, I'm just going to what he's basically saying. In one of the chapters, he said, we are so, stupid and we are so weak, we cannot comprehend the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We decide things by looking at outwardly. We see one person is like he's suffering, but sometime in return he is not suffering, he is having peace in his mind and heart. While he is going through difficulty, his heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see another man, he's like, you know, you look at him, he's having a nice car, he's enjoying and everything, but in fact his heart is not connected with Allah and he's going through a miserable, depressed life. So who is enjoying? The question, who is enjoying? So the outward bounties, the outward what we see, we cannot decide. My dear respected brothers, we need peace, we need contentment, we need sakina. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Only through dhikr of Allah, our hearts find what? Sakina. Our heart find contentment. So my dear respected brothers, when it comes to salawat, when we send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending 10 salawat upon us. That means 10 peace is going to be written. So each and every one of us, you know, today is the Yawmul Jum'ah. Next Yawm Jum'ah might be the last Jum'ah in this Ramadan. Possibly. After other Jum'ah, it might be Eid or might be the 30th day of fasting. But most likely, it's going to be another 2 more Jum'ahs. So today, this Yawmul Jum'ah, let us try and have certain target. Okay, I'm going to make 1,000 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to go on and maybe whole family will get together. Yesterday I spoke about the importance of salawat at Masjid Jannah. One brother came to me, he's from Pakistan, he said, for last 10 to 15 years, our whole family on Friday night we get together and we do salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, the night of Friday night is a special night. For us, it's a special night. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a special night for us. That means we commit, we confirm, we affirm our commitment, faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Along with that, my dear respected brothers, we all know every time I mention this hadith of the reward, Imam Ibn Khuzaymah rahimullah, you know, narrates this hadith and he says, I have never found any hadith which has so much of reward than this hadith. It's a hadith, the virtue about Yawmul Jum'ah. When a person, man ghassala wa ghtasala, bakkara wa butakara, he takes a bath, he reminds everyone at home, his friends, you know, today Yawmul Jum'ah, clean yourself, groom yourself, have a bath, clean. You're preparing for Jum'ah, you're honoring the day, right? We do, it's like an Eid, yeah? Eid day, what do we do? We prepare ourselves, we take a bath. Similarly, every week, we're preparing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're beautifying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're beautifying together and, you know, to come together and meet one another and ask, you know, greet one another. So, and we encourage other person. Bakkara wa abtakar. We time to come early as possible. We know in this part of the world, but today it's going to be a holiday, right? It's a long weekend. It's a holiday. So everybody can try and make it early, brothers. You come early. And then hadith goes on, Masha wa lam yarkab. You walk, you don't drive, you don't ride it. You don't have a parking problem then. You don't have to have a security to take care of our parking. Everybody walk. Hadith encouraged to walk. Masha walam yarkab wadana ila al-imam. He come closer to imam as much as possible. He keeps quiet and listen to the Jum'ah praise and goes back. For every step, he's rewarded with 1 year of fasting and 1 year of standing in the night, my dear spirit. It's almost impossible for us to do that. But for every step, 1 year of fasting and 1 year of standing in the night. So my respected brothers, it's excited on Yawmul Jum'ah and in month of Ramadan, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can multiply that as well. So today, let us all try, inshallah, come early and be connected to masjid and come closer and we come and read Surah Kahf. We can send salawat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and dua. We need to make lots of dua. We have personal needs, the ummah. You know, 2 billion population, we are the largest in number, but weakest. Largest, but weakest. We do not have the, you know, the guts just to ask the oppression what is taking place on us. Just ask, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Like in the time of Tatar. In time of Tatar, one of them will come to Iraq and on that part, you make everyone, you know, go for ruku and chop. No man, all believers, Muslims, no one will have the guts to raise their head and ask, what did we do wrong? Why are you killing us? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that condition, my respected brothers. The reason behind it, it's because our hearts, we are in number, big in number, but our hearts are not connected with akhirah. Our hearts are not connected with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So month of Ramadan and especially Yawmul Jum'ah is the opportunity for us to renew, connect ourselves with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connect ourselves with our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and connect ourselves with our, you know, predecessors. Sabaquna bil iman, we make dua for them, we make dua for maghfirah. Right? All those who are in maghfirah, you must try, my dear. Yawmul Jum'ah is a day, we make special dua for our parents. Special dua for our grandparents. Because they made dua for us, that's why we are making sujood here today. That is their dua, brothers. We think, you know, we know it is their dua. They continuously made dua for us. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min zuriyati. Allah, make me and my progeny amongst those who will be established in salah. So their dua, we are doing sujood. So we should not forget Yawmul Jum'ah for that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you opportunity today, inshallah, to beautify today's the day with what? With salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, you know, today is a great day, Yawmul Jum'ah. If we can combine certain act, it will be very great. It will be, you know, a magnificent day. While fasting, you give some charity sadaqah, visit a sick person. If there is a janazah, you attend the janazah, you combine so many good deeds together. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr was asking, who have done all this amal? Among the sahaba, only Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu raised that. He said that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jannah is wajib, Allahu Akbar. Anyway, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is given that. But it's not, you know, you know, it's a Yawmul Jum'ah, it's a great day. You're fasting, you give charity, and then you visit a sick person, great reward, and janazah. Janazah not in our hand, but if we get the opportunity, alhamdulillah, is a tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us try and do that. And we know, in Ramadan, every second is dua al-mustajab. But on Friday, there is a special time. Dua mustajab. On month of Ramadan, if you happen to reach the Yawmul Jum'ah, don't miss that. They say it's a time of Jum'ah between the two khutbahs, or in that period, or ulama says, just before sunset. Today, just before sunset, that time is a time of mustajab. So we can all, inshallah, allocate some time, sit and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for entire ummah. They're going through difficulty. We know what is happening in Palestine. We know what is happening in Syria. All over the world. We do not even know what's happening. So many difficulties people are going through. So we ask dua for us and for the entire ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, protect the entire ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the shafa'ata. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.